right, here we go. Season 4, episode 8, No One's Gone. Mid-season finale. Jeff Fisher, as usual, joined on the pod with Brad Staggs, Jason Buttrell, and, well, Maximus Fisher, he's not here again. I make him work for the summer. So he was really bummed and told me to tell you guys he really loved the podcast last week without him on it. That was his words.
Twice not mine. Downloads.
He hadn't listened. And that makes this Talking Fear. No One's Gone. What a fascinating episode. What a fascinating first half season of Fear, The Walking Dead. The whole half season, we went back and forth from before and after and before the before and after the after and now into the now.
Begin
and
the beginning.
To get to here.
I have a little paragraph.
We needed the whole half season to get to now.
I think this sums it up from Entertainment Weekly. Shocked, disappointed, heartbroken. That's how Kim Dickens describes her reaction to finding out her character, Madison Clark, was going to be killed off in the mid-season finale of Fear the Walking Dead. And that's most likely how fans of the show are feeling now that Madison is gone.
Not this fan.
Not this fan.
Not this room.
Not this fan.
Nope.
It's confirmed then.
She's dead.
Yeah. Because I saw no body.
No.
So I was getting nervous.
But they did. I know. I thought the same thing because every time in other opportunities during the Walking Dead Fear of the Walking Dead programs, unless you actually see the death, they always pull out.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they always come back. They found a way. Madison, found a way to dig a hole under the fence or something.
Remember, Salazar came back after he burned down the place in Mexico.
Yeah.
And we still don't know if he's dead or not.
He died at the.
Did he?
Damn, right?
Did he?
Yeah.
How?
Didn't his daughter shoot him like in the head?
Because
he was starting to turn? There was that scene. Yeah, the two of them had their reconciliation. He was bit, or he was about to die, something like that. And then she was the one put the knife through his head or something like that.
She may have missed.
I don't necessarily remember that.
I don't either.
Yeah, I remember.
But I'm pretty sure he's dead, and I remember being bummed that he was dead.
Yes.
Because he was a great character.
Yes, he was.
So it appears that, and I know that, where did your article
This was from? Entertainment Weekly.
Entertainment Weekly. I know that Entertainment Weekly really, wanted everyone to get off on Kim Dickens, but it never worked.
Who doesn't?
It never worked.
She is like, I was saying this in our little, text conversation she's not a lead character. She's just not.
She's not.
Yeah. She's a very good supporting character.
Well, and then there was another review that said because the whole show has been centered on the Clark family from the beginning, that now it is on the shoulders of Alicia Dedenham, to carry the cast, that she's now the leader.
Why? Right.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about that for a second.
All right.
Who is in charge?
I think it's...
You have Morgan.
Yes.
At the end of the episode, that was our crew, right? That's our new crowd. So you have Morgan. You have John Dory, who wasn't in that ending episode, but he was in the truck, I guess, healing from his wound, right?
No, he was in the ending episode. He was sitting there in the log.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He got some soup, right? I don't know.
Wait a minute.
I don't know if he was there or not.
That's a good point. But he's alive.
Then you have June.
Naomi Laura.
You have Alicia.
Yeah.
You have Strand.
Who you can't kill off because he's gay.
You have Al.
Yep.
You have Charlie the kid.
Yep.
And you have Luciana.
Yep.
Right? And that's who's left.
Yes. Right.
Okay, so how does that work out structure-wise in charge? You got Morgan and John, and you got Alicia and Strand are going to be the two strong ones, right?
Yep.
I would love it for it to be Morgan. He's just not a leader, though.
No.
He's always got a question.
He's a good number two.
He's going to be, but that's what I'm saying. So Morgan and John are going to be the two that are going to say, hey, we need to talk and get along and bring these people in. And Strand and Alicia are going to be the two that are saying, no, kill them. So those two are going to be, the two tables that are structuring back and forth for what they're going to do, how they're going to move forward. Yeah. And the others just kind of come along.
You make John Dory the leader.
Which won't happen.
No.
Nah.
So it'll be Strand.
I don't think Strand's a leader either.
No, it's going to be Alicia.
Admittedly, he's not a really? You think that it will be?
Okay, so
they
what
almost feel like
what
they
did
have
you,
to.
What did you notice about Alicia's character in this episode that was that, so just, maybe the past two episodes, it's not at all.
That you kind of mentioned it last night. She went Terminator on everybody.
She went Terminator.
Yeah.
She was like literally like the guy sprinting after the car with their arms turning into swords. Like all of a sudden out of nowhere. She's never been that guy.
No, she hasn't.
Or girl or whatever. Just all of a sudden. And
she's going to undergo transformation surgery to become a guy. So keep up with
it's
the time.
Possible, right?
Yes, anything is possible.
I think that they realized their error that what's-her-name Madison was just not a good leading character, and she didn't have it within her range or whatever to be that like total like bad A.
Nobody
she didn't have it in her.
No. I'm sorry. I know, you know, I go through the Twitter feeds and, you know, people, you know, love the whole Madison family and the whole thing, but
there was nothing
that was
to
very
love.
Rare. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a lot. So. It wasn't like the overall majority of fans, I would say, were really, if not, hey, kill her off, they were like,
you know, she gets sick and dies. We're okay with it.
Right.
Yeah. The entire family was annoying. Like,
kidding.
The Clark family, there was nothing interesting about them. They were annoying. Nick was annoying.
They were starting to make him not annoying. Mm-hmm. And then they went back to making him annoying.
Remember the other son? Was it Chris? Boy, was he annoying. And the father, he annoying.
That's because they were both California teachers.
Right, yeah.
They were teachers. If there was any job that you could make a human being be more liberal and more agonizing, mm-hmm. it's a teacher in California.
Right.
And that's who they were.
Yeah.
Oh, agonizing.
Yeah. It really was. And, well, now they're all gone except for Alicia.
Right. And it's no wonder Nick was, you know, shooting up heroin. With his mom mm-hmm. and dad, teachers in L.A. Oh, mm-hmm. Just put the needle in.
There were so many opportunities for Nick just to grow and be such a good character.
Yep.
I think it was Frank Delaney who wanted out, though. I think he wanted out of the show.
Can you blame him?
Nope.
No, I believe that. But now, okay, so here's the deal. Now, are we finally done with the... before and after the after
I hope so.
Before
Dude,
the now.
I could not keep it straight.
I think we are. We went through this first half of the season just to set up, which would have, to be honest, I would have been happy with maybe two episodes of this.
Oh, yeah.
I was never confused with the timeline until last night.
I wasn't confused last night either.
I was when Madison showed up with Al.
Right.
I was like, oh, holy crap. Like, she survived and she got free.
And so was
you
that?
Know, I thought they were showing the aftermath after the.
Yeah,
stadium.
I wasn't sure either. And then, so Madison tripped, right?
Yeah,
that's
on
why she
cord.
Shot. So she tripped and fired her gun and accidentally shot the kimchi.
Right. And then said, I meant to do that.
Right.
But trying to be serious.
Like, I was laughing. I was like the Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I meant to do that.
Pee Wee jumps up off his body. Yeah. I meant to do that.
That was just so weird. Silly. Looking over and seeing her laying on the ground. I was like, why is she laying down? At first I thought, okay, that's like a tactical thing. Shoot and then drop. So when the person turns around to shoot at you, you're not where they thought you were. You're down there.
Right.
Miss you.
And listen, and that's the way, you know, that's the way that some of us were trained in battle.
Right.
I agree.
But
Jason?
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah. Saw her trip, though. I mean, you saw her think she was so smart going underneath the first row. The first wire with the little bottles on it, the warning trip wire. But then Al had that secondary trip wire.
Yeah.
Which is good. That was smart.
Yeah, it was smart. Especially, yeah, it was smart.
And then the stadium was weird. We get into the stadium. We blow up Al's truck. It's mm-hmm. built like a safe. The door falls off. That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I thought, was that supposed to be... Was that comedy? Do I laugh here or?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
either.
Built like a tank inside of a tank. Vault.
Yeah, built inside of a tank inside of a tank inside of a bank vault. Yeah.
And the door falls off, and there's Alicia standing there, all badass.
I thought that was. I did think that was funny.
Yeah. Okay, so it was funny. All right, I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be funny or not.
I mean, they set it up kind of funny.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought that whole sequence was kind of cool. Like I said, like if you weren't following this and you were like actually. You know, if you knew what the story was and where they were going with it and where they'd come from, you would be like, okay, this is a zombie, you know, show or a movie. This is what I would expect.
Right.
Because they were blowing up with like grenade zombies. That was cool. The Horde. Yeah.
Those were the worst walker outfits, though.
Oh, I know. They look like they're bones.
Yeah, they all look like they were wearing
like a bone shirt.
Yes. It was like they were wearing full body suits with bones painted on. It was just, they were horrible.
Wow. Look, there's only so much in the budget.
That was becoming painfully obvious last night.
I agree. Yeah, I noticed that too.
So then we were in the stadium, and then they're stuck, and they're not going to go get him. But John Dory turns on the speaker, the walkie-talkie, and they realize that they're not going to be come and get him. And then we go somewhere else in the timeline, and then we go to before, mm-hmm. before now.
Right.
And then when Which we get back to now, they're out of the stadium. We're back to now they're driving and they're all, okay, let's go. What?
Did they put the door back on?
Yeah.
The tank? I don't know. That. I didn't either.
It's a good question. They never gave a faraway shot.
And how did John Dory go from being on death's door to being okay?
It's because of June. She fixed him. She's a nurse.
What'd she do?
Duh.
What'd she do?
Antibiotics or something? That's why I assumed he had some kind of like internal... infection.
It just,
but that would take longer.
She had to get back to the stadium.
Uh huh. Right. Yeah. But I just didn't know what it was she did. I mean, the guy's bleeding to death, and then all of a sudden he's not.
She held her hand on his stomach.
Okay. Yep. I've forgotten about that technique. They did. They taught that one in the military too. Just remember, hold your hand on their stomach. Just give it a few minutes. They'll be back.
Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Some of this stuff I forgot.
Go for a long drive.
Right.
Bounce
right.
around yep. for a while in this tank.
Right.
Move, you know, fight walkers, blow up, and just keep your hand.
If you keep your hand right there on the stomach, you're good.
You know, you guys, we're being incredibly hard on this show, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at it. Let's try to attempt to be positive.
Max, is that you?
Wow.
No, seriously. I'm not giving them credit. But let's give them credit for one thing. This was a very clumsy attempt. What was it? 8 episodes or whatever?
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. 8 episodes of the first half of the season.
Right? Half a season, a clumsy effect to acknowledge that their casting sucked balls.
Right.
Butt or balls. Either.
And
they
knew that they had to take it in a completely different direction. So they signed on a whole bunch of new characters,
right.
And they fired the ones that sucked.
And so the people that,
reset.
Right.
So this is when you hit the ball into the street,
mm-hmm.
into the busy street, and everyone mm-hmm. yells "Do over!"
Right. Yes.
This is them hitting the ball into the busy street.
And since we've already had a group, you know, there were obviously fans of the original show,
mm-hmm.
and so we had to, you know, if we're gonna walk Jason's, give them credit line.
Yeah.
Since there were the fans of the show and they enjoyed the people that were part of it, then we had to spend this time not just getting rid of them, but realizing how great they were. And then, they're gone.
And look at all the comments from last season. All the people were like, is Fear finally overtaken The Walking Dead? And what an amazing show. And
right.
all these like journalists that appear to have been paid to write certain things
right.
about how great the show was.
Kidding.
Everyone knew it was horrible. They were writing Cowboys versus Indians plot lines for crying out loud. This show sucked.
Yeah.
Now, let's acknowledge, they acknowledge the fact that, look, they had to kill off their main characters because they were awful. They had to bring in a star from the main show, The Walking Dead, just to save this.
Just to hold it.
Yes.
I mean, just to keep it above water.
This is a Hail Mary to try and save this show. That's probably what this half season was.
There's probably a pretty big backstory to the scripts for the first half of the season. Probably what happened, I wouldn't be surprised if it did, if they had like the scripts 90% written when the new producers came in and they said, no, and then they had to tweak them and insert the befores and the nows and all, and it was their best attempt at doing that.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine they started off from day one going, all right, we're going to do a before now, then an after now, and then a before then now, and then a now then before.
I kind of enjoyed the timeline switches.
It just didn't. I
must have been
so
kind of
confusing.
The timeline switches.
They should have tried something different.
They should have color coded them. And it was so hard. When my meds don't kick in at night, and then I have to decide if I'm living in the past or if the show's living in the past, and then I can't remember what they said.
I know. Listen,
horrible.
The next half of the season, they probably won't have it, but if they do, get your ice cream and your meds. Put your little pill in your ice cream before you watch the show, okay?
I'm not sure I can do it.
This show was set up to fail from the beginning.
I think so, too. We had even talked about it where they didn't want to do it. And they were forced to do it contractually, so they made it bad. And yet it still was successful enough.
Because it was riding on the coattails of a very successful franchise.
And now, think about, take this for a second. Now, Walking Dead is coming to an end.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, you're maybe going to have another two seasons out of that.
Yes.
And we'll talk to that. I'm going to give you a quick, once this podcast is over, we're going to do a quick podcast on Walking Dead chat, just to talk about Rick and Maggie and some of the other changes that are going on with Walking Dead. But they need this show to be ultra successful now, mm-hmm. because Walking Dead is, you maybe have two seasons left. Worthwhile. You know, they might milk it for three or four. But worthwhile, you maybe get two more seasons out of Walking Dead.
Once Rick is gone, I just don't see how they do it. And he's gone after next season.
And you get. And we'll talk about that on the next podcast.
Yes, we will. Will only be $5 per download, so it's a heck of a deal. And we'll share some insider information you'll hear nowhere else.
You know, the first 10 downloads get a free T-shirt.
Yeah,
it's very hard to do good zombie content. It's like it's impossible. Like really, like how many good zombie movies are there out now? There's not any. They all suck because the genre has just been beaten to death. There's only so many plot lines you can do. But along came Kirkman and completely just like rejuvenated it with like some really like bad A storylines.
Well, technically it was.
But the problem is that Fear doesn't have that. They don't have a Kirkman that's like revolutionizing the genre. They don't have that.
It was actually Frank Darabont who saw the comic books who then developed it for television. You got to give him credit.
Yeah, but he's using all the plot lines from Kirkman.
Hold on, Frank's calling me right now.
Yeah, Frank.
Thank you. We just gave you credit.
He mentioned you, Frank. Yeah.
So what fear is, when we shouldn't be surprised, what fear is all these bad Romero knockoff B movies. That's all it is. That's all fear is. Without Kirkman writing these plot lines, that's all we're getting.
And we brought some of the Walking Dead showrunners and stuff over.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now. The big ones now.
You can see. We could see the difference,
but the content that drives the showrunners are great for bringing in all they're bringing in better decisions in casting.
Mm-hmm.
The cinematography has been better. Some of the zombie stuff has been better. That's I think where you're seeing the Walking Dead showrunners coming in. But the problem is that the canon, the actual plot lines, they don't have that background of the Kirkman, all the stuff that he wrote. They don't have that. And they're not going to get that unless Kirkman says, okay, I'm going to just dedicate a brand new series to Fear.
And
that's the only thing that will save
one
it and
of the
change
things
it.
That, so where do they go now? Let's forget about what they could have done and what we had hoped for in the beginning of Fear. Mm-hmm. Now we have this group. What's the plot line? Where do we go?
I think that what did Kirkman say? That he's got enough stories in the comics to last 10 years, whatever, didn't he? I think he said something to that effect, that they go on for years with the stories that he's already written. So you, for the next 2 years, Walking Dead does its thing. It doesn't nearly catch up to the stories in the comic, but excuse me, the graphic novels. And then you take all those storylines and you plop them onto Fear. They're going to be different characters, but the same plot line.
You build up Fear to merge with Walking Dead when it goes away in two years.
And that's just overloading you're just going to get.
It could work. It could work.
You're just going to be oversaturated.
Star Trek did that.
And do you consider it? I guess it's considered successful.
Oh, good grief! Yes. Oh, yeah.
Deep Space
Nine
was very
bazillions of dollars. Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So that's that. They'll work. So they'll take a model like that, or even the Star Wars franchise, where they've gone back and done backstories and everything. Yeah.
But you could argue that that's oversaturated now as well.
It's still making billions of dollars.
You could make that argument, but yes, and even the failure is still a success.
Yeah.
Where they go from here, I think that the premise is still they want this to be a matriarchy so badly.
Yes,
they don't want another male writ character. So you can tell that is in their guidelines.
Yeah,
have to have a strong female lead. She has to be a bad A. The Madison chick couldn't pull it off, so let's try our daughter. Like, she is going to be the leader. There's no other reason why for the past two, three episodes, they completely changed her character into the Terminator.
Yeah, such a mistake.
No freaking reason why that should happen.
Having her just be pissed because her brother died and her mother died, and now she's in charge.
Yeah. You gotta have the fine matriarchal leader. You gotta have the gay best friend and what's his name.
Special edition of Punky Brewster.
They want this to be a social justice zombie flick, I think is what they want. Like, and again, I just to caveat this, I have no problem with strong female awesome characters. I have no problem with that.
You don't.
I have a problem when they're obviously trying to shove it down your throat. Yeah, when I have a problem, an issue with.
I don't think that'd be a strong female character that was trying to do that. Too. Just saying.
Well, see right there.
I see what you
problem.
Did.
Right? Is that
right
the problem?
There. I see what you did there.
I'll just be over here snipping Sharpie.
All right, so we're back in August.
Yeah,
we're back in August, and then we will ride fear into October and season 9 of Walking Dead.
Will it go straight into?
Yeah, I think so. I think the last report, and there was been some reports that they didn't have a date set. But remember, originally I think there was an ad that talked about the original post was going to be like the end of Fear, and then the next week Walking.
Right.
And then we saw an ad that said the same night it was going to be the end of Fear and then into Walking. So there's no way that
isn't that what they did this past like. Didn't they do Fear into Fear? Right, yeah. So they're
walking into Fear.
Remember that time we went to the theater and
that's right.
Saw it?
Boy, that seems like 100 years ago, doesn't it?
It does seem like 100 years ago.
Wow.
It does. And it was only, 8 weeks ago, right?
Yeah,
wow.
2 months.
Dang.
It does seem like it. As a matter of fact, this podcast feels like 100 years old. So thanks for listening. And we'll see you on this podcast in August. We'll do a pre-show of Fear, but we also... stick around. Keep the alerts on. Subscribe, because we're going to do a little special Walking Dead chat here that you're going to download sometime in the next few days.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.